Welcome back to another episode of Roses and Brosifs. We are finally at the end of this season, and we could not be more excited. How do you feel about the season finally ending?
I'm exhilarated.
Likewise. It's been a lot of downs more so than ups, and we will definitely get into that without wasting any more time. The only Bachelor news we have is that the comments on Jed's Instagram are turned off, and that's probably for a good reason. So we start off yesterday's finale. We are recording this on a Tuesday. You'll probably hear it on a Tuesday or Wednesday or later. So Chris Harrison welcomes us back, and Hannah's dramatic journey to find love is about to come to an end. Only Tyler, Peter, and Jed remain, and we return back to the rose ceremony that Luke so rudely interrupted, and there are still two roses to give out. And then they show Chris Harrison moving the podium back where the X is because filming. You gotta hit the mark. And Peter starts talking, and I wonder if she's going to grill him on after the final rose about his girlfriend. But surprisingly, it doesn't get brought up at all.
No.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. There's a lot of amazing being said. This is one of their favorite adjectives on the show. Mm-hmm. And then Hannah says that at the end of this, she's not going to be breaking somebody's heart. She's going to be breaking her own, too. And I'm like, okay, so what were you doing this whole time? Just not invested in it at all. Okay. So Jed's called first, and honestly, our cat eating was more entertaining than this. Hannah breaks down as she has to give out the next rose, and the editing cuts to Tyler saying why he wants the rose. Then Peter talks about his feelings about the two of them, and we cut back to Hannah crying some more, and then she finally calls Tyler's name. So the final two are Tyler and Jed. Peter is being sent home. I'm not surprised by this.
No. He's just a boy.
He's going to go home to his Hot Wheels sheets and his Power Rangers blanket at his parents' house. Okay. So Peter, yeah, he's going home. Hannah walks him out. She cries. And I think it took this long for her to really feel connected to the guys because Luke was probably holding her back from a lot of that.
Yeah.
And Hannah likens Peter to the Ken dolls that she had growing up, which was, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Yes, I don't think any modern guy wants to be likened to a Ken doll.
No.
That I know of. They have a moment before he leaves, and Peter gets somewhat of a bachelor edit. I mean, they have to make something out of it just in case their other choices don't work. So he exits in the cry van, mm-hmm. sponsored by Kleenex. Yep. And they cut to the live audience, and they have Peter's parents and his brother there.
Yeah.
Why? Which,
I don't know, but the brother definitely doesn't look like he's like wants to be there.
No, he doesn't.
So, oh, God.
But he knows he can get followers out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
So we come back from the commercial, and Chris Harrison is talking to Peter about his feelings and his hometown date. And it's pretty boring. Chris is just grilling Peter about why he didn't drop the L-bomb during the hometown date. And then they're going to make Peter and Hannah talk face-to-face for the first time since the breakup. We go to a commercial again, come back. Chris gives the demonic smile of a clone who will die if he is disobedient. Like, Chris Harrison has a censored tracker on his neck.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like if he does not stir the pot enough on this show, it just starts beeping, and then he's like, oh shit.
Yeah, he's like the guy needs his fix. It's just so like he just complies with everything.
Yes.
So it's just like, yes, all right.
Sure.
Give me my fix.
He's been on the show since it started, which is like, that's Bob Barker status right there. So yeah. Hannah comes out wearing a one shoulder but also one sleeve royal blue dress, I called them annihilation earrings, because if you've seen the movie, they look like those crystal structures at the end, like near the lighthouse. Yes, they look like that. Oh, yeah. So she says she wishes that she could give a clear, concrete answer, but she was falling in love with him, and she was falling in love with the other guys too. She woke up that morning and had to follow her heart. And they just go in circles, and now that Luke is gone, they just don't have any raw entertainment. Like, we're just here doing this.
Yeah, that it's pretty. It's like he kicked off the villain pretty early there. Well, not early, but definitely just kicked him off. Like made him gone entirely.
Yeah, he stayed way
Which,
longer than most of them do, except for that time the villain won the season, but we don't speak of
oh
that.
shit, what?
This was The Bachelor, and it
Mm-hmm.
was Ben and Courtney, and none of the girls liked her the whole season. She was like the front runner. She snuck off to go skinny dipping with the guy in the ocean, and then she won, and then they broke up, and she wrote a book exposing the whole like experience on the show and after. Smart. Yeah,
Okay, yeah.
real smart.
Pretty smart.
So, because of Chris Harrison drops this quote, he's like, because of you two, nobody will ever look at a windmill the same.
Yeah,
Ew,
that was
much.
weird.
Because his parents are just like, huh,
Yeah, they're
that's our
laughing and clapping that their
son.
son like fucked in a windmill. And
Yeah.
it's just like, all right.
Hannah doubles
Strange.
the money and actually lets everyone know it was four times.
Yeah.
Repressed society has to make it a big deal, as if this is some sort of accomplishment or rare accomplishment. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone and the parents are so red. And then Chris Harrison actually says somewhere Luke P's head just exploded.
Yeah.
The shade has been thrown. Also, what is David Spade doing? Like, he's doing a
Are you
pitch
talking
for
about
his
the
show on Comedy
when they
Central.
go to the commercial?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't
God.
know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So when we come back, we're in Crete again. Hannah is reflecting on how beautiful of a place it is to get engaged. And then we see Jed, who always looks like he has heartburn. Hannah walks in to see her family, who she has not seen for months, and they are meeting Tyler first. So she has a blue off-the-shoulder print dress and some brown wedges, and then more pink eyeshadow. And I guess they're putting them in blue to make them match Greece. I'm not too sure. It seems like a thing. So we meet her dad, Robert, her mom, Suzanne. I don't know the names of her other family members, but then she like starts talking about her relationship is with Tyler. And I'm like, I can't think of a time in my life where I was like, yeah, guys, my relationship is great. It's really physical. Like, that's just so weird. That's like the Backstreet Boys when he's like, am I sexual? And his friends back him up. It's like, what a weird question to be asking
Yeah, that's
or
pretty
thing
strange.
to be bringing up. It's awkward.
It is, oh yeah, especially with family, like, oh, our relationship's very physical, and your parents are supposed to go,
Okay.
okay,
Good for
like.
you. Yeah, so Tyler comes in bringing flowers. He can do a pirouette, which is way better than most of the talents on the show, including the quote unquote singing. And then Hannah's mom's face drops when Tyler says his parents aren't together. And she says in her family, it's a one and done. And it's like, sure, that might be how you feel about it, but there's a way better way to go about that. Because I know
Yeah.
people who have gotten divorced and they deserve a chance at love just as much as anyone else.
Yeah.
So I think to have that reaction and say that that is a strike against him is really unfair and that was not cool. I give that a red flag. Hannah tells Tyler that she is falling in love with him before we go to commercial. When we come back, she is dressed in another royal blue jumpsuit or royal blue apparatus of some sort
Apparatus.
or apparel. It's like all complex
An apparatus.
because you cannot wear any other color when you're in Greece. You have to wear blue. So Hannah's dad is not impressed. Her whole family is not impressed with Jed, actually. And he says, I had the best intentions and the most pure intentions on watching her and loving her through everything.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
That means he's totally fine with being on the sidelines, not interfering at all with it.
Just gonna stand here while your daughter does everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this dad is like, how is this leprechaun gonna provide for my daughter? Hannah's mother wants to find out a few things. She's like, what are your goals in life other than with Hannah? And Jed is like, So I gave up a lot of other opportunities in my life to go after my dream, and I moved to Nashville, and he just like talking about himself. And then Hannah's mom is so, this is weird. She's like, one of the things I know is going to be necessary is providing for Hannah. As if Hannah can't provide for herself. I'm not.
Well, apparently she can't because she was living with her parents.
That's very true. It all comes back to starting point. So she asks, what are your goals financially? You're still young, but there has to be a direction. And he says he wants as many backup sources of income as possible. Instagram. And his most major accomplishment is that he has signed a deal with a dog food company.
Making
Woof.
that jingle.
Woof woof. I could only imagine. I was actually sitting there at lunch today, like, what is that jingle even? Like, what are the lyrics? I have to know. This has to surface at some point.
Something that's way too literal, because he always just sings way too literal, or if like slightly subtle off of like
Yeah.
the actual what he's actually trying to say.
Mr.
Yeah.
Right. And this is his first big jingle. So Hannah's dad said there is no return policy on his daughter, as if she is a 70% off yellow tag thing at Bell's.
Yeah, that
What?
was weird.
That was so weird. And I'm not knocking getting a pet commercial jingle deal, but at the same time, it's funny because I was like, oh yeah, he's gonna say like a record company or I don't know. Hannah's parents are very concerned with money though. This is interesting. They don't think I'm adequate or something is how Jed ends up summing up their opinions of him. And they say he has qualities,
Yeah,
but
the big butt.
the big but. And then Hannah's mom lets Hannah know that Jed is not financially stable. Her mom is pretty much being honest with her, though. She's not even being like intrusive, she's just being honest.
Yeah.
And then we get into the whole man of the house having obligations. This just goes on. It eventually leads up to Hannah saying she doesn't want to settle for anything. She's still unsure. She brings up Tyler around Jed, which is really funny because she just keeps bringing up other guys around him, and he's like just major eye roll.
Yeah.
And that's the most emotion we see from him. And yeah, we just cut back to the studio audience. Chris Harrison is stirring the pot again. He's like, how is Hannah gonna figure this out? Maybe she won't. I feel like this is foreshadowing because Chris Harrison is 100% aware of the spoiler culture, so I think he's trying to ruin the fun for everybody now.
Well, not that, but like throughout watching this whole entire show so far and figuring out what's going on entirely, I have to say it is weird to see Chris Harrison to have this like godlike position and being like, I know all and watch this journey with me. It's really weird.
Yeah, he likes to brag about knowing how it ends. It's like, you know as much as we do, Chris Harrison. Whatever. Okay, he knows a little more, but still. So we come back, and Hannah has on a magenta floral cold shoulder shirt. And she's going on a one-on-one with Tyler. They are going horseback riding again.
Again.
You know, it's weird because they're like, maybe he can redeem himself. And I'm like, sure, he's just been practicing his equestrian skills in the house. Sure.
I'm Luke P. No.
He rips the crotch of his jeggings getting onto the horse. No, just kidding, but he probably would. I think the producers were probably like, hey, Tyler, bud, you might want to just wear the Wranglers for this one. You can leave, like, the True Religions in the suitcase. The handler had to come out and help get on the horse, which is probably smart. And then Hannah says, I can definitely see a future with Tyler. Like, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hannah comes back from the night for the night portion wearing a pink cable knit cropped hoodie sweater, some jeans and Converse. She and Tyler talk about their future. And Tyler is just a Mad Libs of like home magazine segments or like GQ, like what should you say to her? Just carbon copied
Yeah, it's pretty
statements.
bad.
It's really bad. And they go to this little house, they chat, they go upstairs to make out, yay for them. Chris foreshadows some more dark twists in the future, and the audience is just like, okay. Because some of them genuinely don't know how this ends. And we come back and Hannah meets up with Jed in a swim cover-up near a dock, so we know they're about to go swimming. And we're like, what is this leprechaun doing on the ocean? Hannah starts to get seasick, and I think she's just Jed sick because she was perfectly fine on that boat with Peter.
Oh, yeah, you think that's the same boat? Probably was the same boat.
Oh, that'd be funny. It's like the same guy, and he's just like, oh, this lady's busy. Okay.
Again.
She really likes boating.
Yeah. Whatever, they pay me $50 and I take them around.
They have fun. Jed's voice just sounds the same all the time. Like, if we had a date like that, bar us getting seasick, that would be really fun. I'd be excited. And he's just like... And yeah, so her getting seasick is a visceral reaction to Jed, not the ocean, because she was fine on the other boat date. And why does Jed still have his belt and his khaki shorts on? So we go to commercial, come back, and then Hannah and Jed talk about how skeptical the dad is about the whole music thing. And then Chris Harrison gives us advice to get rest before the finale tomorrow.
Go home and take rest.
Go home and get some rest. Take a shower, hydrate. So tomorrow night, which was tonight when we're recording, is the shocking conclusion of The Bachelorette.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. So thank you for listening to part one. Part two is included in this. It will just be followed by a very brief break, which starts right now. All right, welcome to part two of the Roses and Brosives Bachelorette Season 15 finale, where we find out who, quote-unquote, wins this thing. And those words were used later. So we hear about the cringeworthy proposal coming up. We get back to Porto Elondo, Crete. I might have butchered that, I'm sorry. So Hannah starts talking about Tyler. Tyler meets up with Neil Lane. What did you think about the jeweler?
I couldn't tell shit except for just some like old guy that's like, hello, look in my box. And then like opens it up and there's just these pave jewelry, like large stone rings. And,
yeah.
I mean, they definitely weren't fake, so.
Yeah, those stones are so large though. Like, why do they, I don't care much for that style.
That's some, they want people to keep thinking of that stereotypical, ooh, large diamond means, like, he loves you even more or something like that. I don't know.
You know what? That's just a good point. Bullshit. It is bullshit because it... Well, we'll get to this later. Okay. So, yes, that I agree. He's kind of, like, just there, serves a purpose. And this one, Jed looks at the ring and he's like, this one kind of represents our love more because it's kind of like an oval, you know, it's like never ending. And I'm like, so are circles. And so, you know what? Never mind. So
yeah, that didn't make any sense.
It didn't make whatsoever. Any sense. Hannah has on a halter, low back, sequined white evening gown. It's not the worst, but I think that there were better options. She asks to stop. She asks the driver to stop the car on the way, and she's in the street. And she falls while wearing heels. And the producer just watches her sit in this intersection instead of immediately helping her up and getting her some water.
Yeah, he traumatize just it.
Squats down. But babe, what if like a moped, you know what?
That would have been funny. If a moped came and hit her.
And I get what you mean laughed. In the saying, in the realist sense of that's a very possibility. Not that we want Hannah to get hurt, but the impracticality of it would be funny because it's just like, dude, get her out of the street. We're glad she's okay. It's just seriously, that was some complete oversight. Like when she didn't have a jacket and she was like, I'm cold. And the guys were like, la, 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 la. Like you have offered me your jacket all the time. So it's not like people don't know how to do this, guys. So yeah, she falls in the street. She's not helped up. She's still there. A car can come any second. The tension is building. We finally get to the rose ceremony spot, and when Tyler gets out, oh boy, could you tell he was gonna lose because they played that music?
Kind of. I mean, like, whenever she kept looking down and not at him.
Oh yeah, the loser always goes first. By the way, it's never. I don't think ever. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well that makes sense because like she has to walk them out or whatever.
Yeah, it ruins it in a way for us. But then we all kind of just like know. So we see them and we're like, oh no,
okay.
Then win.
Yeah.
So she starts to give. He starts to give his speech. Hannah cuts him off, just kind of like Caitlin did to. I forgot who was runner up on her season to Sean, but yeah, bachelorettes have cut off the guy when they've been proposing if they're not gonna pick him. Becca had to do it to Blake, and Tyler starts to give his speech, and Hannah cuts him off just a few verses in to tell him that she is in love with, quote unquote, someone else, as if he does not know who that is. And it'd be really funny if all of a sudden she's like, the producer, Jeremy. And
Chris like, Harrison.
Oh, oh my gosh. Chris Harrison has a girlfriend, though. Well, still.
Chris Harrison.
Anyway, whatever. That was difficult to watch. Chris Harrison says the audience must be devastated. I feel a lot of things, but devastated is not necessarily one of them.
Yeah, there was never a point where ever I was needed to express the devastation of watching Tyler not be the one.
Yeah, I knew that they would all be fine because they're all really young. Literally, they're going to be okay. So Hannah is now left with one man, quote-unquote, Jed. And can Jed give Hannah the love and trust that she needs in a husband? I literally wrote, no, LOL. So when we come back from commercial, the happy music is playing and Hannah has probably had some eye drops and makeup redoing. Jed's proposal is going to be so boring. Oh my god.
And I called that one for sure.
It was gonna, yeah, so boring. He even looks bummed out in the car on the way there. Like, he looks like he always has heartburn. Oh, sorry.
Well, maybe because he's like thinking, all right, what was that corporate question again? G-C... No, oh crap.
He's thinking about the perfect song and the perfect lie.
Mm-hmm.
This is his karma, bro. Like, he won the whole shebang and now America knows who he truly is. So, he gets out and of course, what did he bring with him?
His fucking guitar. His
fucking guitar. Why is he still getting free music promotion right now? This is just...
Because he's milking it.
He's milking it. He says, time stands still for us. No, it doesn't. It doesn't stand still for even Beyonce. So shut the fuck up. I don't have... And then he sings. It's terrible. I don't even write notes about him singing. I had to remind myself that that happened. And then Hannah says, I don't have a song, but I'd like to say some stuff. And she's like, I've always wondered what my future husband would be like and what he's doing. And I'm like, well, he's taking girls on trips and leading them on before he goes on The Bachelorette to future his music career. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we find out that he's only 25. I think I didn't know this before now because I never paid attention when he was on screen. I would just find something else to do and then have to reel myself back in. And yeah, he finishes his proposal. It's underwhelming. It's just like, why is every season like this? I'm rarely satisfied in like who is chosen.
Yeah,
how it ends, we'll get more into that very soon. And then there's a Mr. Right remix at the end that nobody asked for. Chris is spoiling the ending for the audience before they can even get to it, and he's just like, oops, but there's some twit, there's more to come coming up that you guys won't expect, and it's gonna be sad. And we're like, dude, chill out. Every time I watch this show, it reminds me of the Hunger Games, which is Battle Royale, like we discussed,
mm-hmm.
where Chris is aware that there are spoilers, but he wants to be the one in control, so he's just like trolling America right back. And as always, with the failure of every season, there's this vlog footage before we find out everything that goes wrong. And it's of Jed and Hannah enjoying some off-camera time. Jed seems super uncomfortable. Hannah is just, like, overjoyed to finally have her man. Okay. So she talks about who she thought she was getting. And ultimately, the good man who she loved is not who he said he was.
Bum, bum, bum.
We agree, girl. So Jed says he was hanging out, quote unquote, with someone, quote unquote. Just word to the wise, if they can't say names, they're always saying someone. It's sketchy. Before he left to come on the show, when was this? So Jed said he was hanging out with someone before he left to come on the show. And then Hannah recants the People News magazine, and it was not the same story that she was told. And they actually show the article clippings of what has been happening while Hannah was on the show. So after they build the suspense, Chris God Harrison cuts us to commercial without any words. We come back, and Hannah is waiting for Jed on the couch. And she is not impressed when he arrives. He's like...
2 claps. Or I think it's even possibly just 1.5.
1.5 claps when he gets there. But when they show the footage, he's like, I miss you. And she just like storms to the couch and she's ready to read him his rights. So Jed says there's 2 different views of what actually happened. He said he was very single. What is very single? You're either single... What is very single versus single?
I'm guessing he means very single, but he is not looking for a relationship ever.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I am assuming he means. So it means, like, he is, like, just, like, smashing as much as he can, in other words.
Yeah. Please be safe, people out there. Gosh.
Yes.
So, yeah, he goes back to all of that. He says he got a cabin for free. Why do we care? So he took his girl while he was hooking up with other chicks on a couples trip, because that's what people do. He can't even look her in the eyes. He downplays this woman meeting his parents. She threw him a surprise birthday party. Her parents got him a vacation to the Bahamas. Where did they do that at? What? So...
This must have been really close. Parents must just get you Bahamas.
Yeah. Trip tickets. He's making it seem like this girl was in passing. I'm like, her parents got you a whole ass vacation, sir.
Yeah.
Jeez. And the vacation is on her birthday, oddly enough. So the parents are trying to keep him around for as long as possible. And then Jed does not call it dating. Hannah definitely does. I certainly do. I don't know about you guys, but that seems like dating to me. So 3 days before he leaves for the trip, he finds out he's going on the show. It didn't seem like it was just a dating show for you. It was just for your career, is what Hannah says. It didn't seem like it was just a dating show for you. It seemed like it was just a setup for your career. Hannah lets it sink in that Jed was discussing this show with said girl before he came on the show. He drunkenly said he loved her. He's just doing all the darting around that guys do when they ain't shit and they get caught, basically. That's just what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just caught. He doesn't have any good answers. He let on that other girl. He's proving by telling this story that he ain't shit because he was cheating on a bunch of people at the same time and just didn't think it was a big deal because he downplayed it. It's textbook. So Hannah ends up just calling Jed selfish, which he is. And he thinks he's getting out of this, but he's definitely not. She takes off the ring. The audience is like shook because they're like, yes, take off the ring. And she puts it down. And after, he's like, I don't want to cry on camera. And she's like, who cares? Just be real with me. Like, he's so fake and disgusting.
Yeah, also, he's not even crying or even trying to remotely kind of cry because his eyes are just like pure, like white.
Pure white at the same time. And he's just red. Looking and, down like yeah. like a puppy who pissed on the carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, she just points out that the ring doesn't have the same meaning. And then after we get back from commercial, Chris Harrison welcomes us back to the finale. Hannah comes out in this really cool, like, neon pink orange dress. She says she's just okay. She can't believe how this conversation is going. And honestly, I can't either. I didn't expect this from the group of guys she had and, like, some of the other connections. I mean,
yeah.
Devin would have been a better choice than this.
Yes.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
It's like you're replacing, like, a rotten apple with, like, a rotten banana. And just, like...
Luke's like a rotten pear. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross. So, I think...
Still should get married. He would... They'd slap a ring on that so fast.
They
still.
Would be the worst couple ever.
I know, it'd be great.
So, it is a weird world. Jed comes out to no, well, yeah, that 1.5 applause, like you said earlier, and Hannah just sums up the experience as heartbreaking. She has questioned a lot of things in her experience. In the past, she's been in relationships where she would tolerate dishonesty, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She's stronger than yesterday. Now it's nothing but a mile away. So Chris Harrison brings up Tyler, and Hannah is like, oh, thanks for reminding me what I could have had. So yep. Tyler comes out, and they hug, kind of like exes who miss each other, and I'm like, woohoo. So they, I feel like something is about to happen. Mm-hmm. I almost felt like he was going to propose, because I know this show has just, like, no dignity and would do that, but he doesn't propose because he's smart. And Chris is like, I feel like I should just leave, and we're like, probably. So, Tyler...
You should have done that, like, what, like, 7 years ago?
7 years. It's longer than that. 17 years the show's been on. Yeah. So, Tyler never really actually says anything while trying to say a lot. He's just like, you're a strong woman, and I was like, yeah, cheering you on, and just, like, seeing how strong you were was, like, really strong, and I just like strong women because I just need a strong woman, and we're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, he kept repeating himself a lot. And it's like, I mean, he's just saying all the right platitudes and just hoping, like, that's all they hear. And like, yeah. He's like, all right.
He's like, they're one-dimensional. They're like goldfish.
Yeah.
So Hannah is like, you know, I am single after all. And she invites Tyler out for a drink, which I appreciate because, ladies, I think if you like a dude, you need to invite him out to drinks. I don't care what anybody says.
Just
freaking go for it.
Yeah. Go after
it. You get after it. You send a lift for him. No. That's actually... Just
go wrangle that dick.
Just go wrangle. So, yes. So she invites him out for a drink and to hang out off camera, which that's pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah. So I'm picturing Jed sitting in the back crying while playing his guitar.
Oh, you know, he's going to make a song about this.
Oh, yeah, he's going to Taylor Swift this. I'm
the bachelor.
So, yeah, I'm picturing Luke also crying somewhere, but just for unrelated reasons. And Chris Harrison, oh, my God, this is the equivalent of him saying lit or something. He's like, I think I speak for everyone when I say, quote, unquote, I ship it. And I just am like, ugh, that lingo needs to die.
I don't get that still. I don't understand how that became a thing.
It's nothing to get. So really all we have coming up is Bachelor in Paradise. They don't announce who the new Bachelor is, and I'm bummed.
It's Big Mike.
You know what? At this point, I have a feeling it'll either be... And I bleeped this out in the other episode because it was a spoiler, but I feel like it'll be Mike... Or Tyler. I don't feel like it'll be Peter at this point. And if it's
John Paul Jones?
No, he has no pull to be the Bachelor.
No, he doesn't.
It would be a shit show.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God. So,
but that's what they want. They gotta re-up themselves.
Well, babe, that was this season. This kind of feels like when Trump won and it was like reverse Christmas where you're just like, God, that ended and it just was like a bad ending, I guess.
Honestly, I really don't care about what ending it was the fact, though I got to witness this and realize it is part Truman Show, part soap opera, because it was really weird whenever at the end, and, like, they're having their serious discussion about, like, him, like, having a girlfriend or et cetera, and, and it was this little reaction window that popped up, and it was showing people's reactions while they were having their, like, little back and forth, and it just seemed like there's a little reaction to a daytime soap opera that was guided by Chris God Harrison. Who was like, let's watch what happens whenever
Chris
we interfere.
God.
Yeah, Chris the God Harrison. That's like, let's see what happens when we interfere with these people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just, yeah, like you're saying, like, it seems like he's almost trolling by, like, making it seem like he's doing all of this. It's all under his control. He's the master of
the misery.
Yeah, he's the pot stirrer. Anyways, yeah, so it was all really strange to see all of this. And, yeah, it was a very big question of, you know, who takes this serious? And who knows that this is all bullshit and still loves it like WWE?
Yeah. My takeaway, WWE. My takeaway is that the show is very different because of social media. So from this point out, we're just going to have things like this happen. You know, the internet is going to expose these people for what they do. People are going to keep going on the show for fame. And other than that, with Hannah, I think that she did the best that she could have. With some circumstances, and I think she'll be fine, and I don't even worry about how the show ended. I think that was for the best. I'm glad that she broke up with Jed, and I'm glad that she didn't waste any time, and I don't feel sorry for Jed, and yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Yep.
So we have Bachelor in Paradise coming up. That will be next week. I will definitely check back in with you guys at that time, and yeah, just enjoy a nice break from this long and exhausting and emotional season, and we'll see you soon for some cacophony and craziness.
Hell yeah.
And Wyatt will get to see what this what Bachelor in Paradise is compared to The Bachelor, and he'll actually recognize some of the people on the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna need more liquor.
We're both gonna need more liquor for sure, so we look forward to that. And yeah, and again, we'll just see you guys again next week, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Spizzing on these hoes.